It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
It is the feeling that you bring forward. It is your emotional connection that really sets the tone for what is going to be happening to you and for you. And you know that feeling when you touch it. It just spreads through you. I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Hi, it's Summer, and a quick request before we jump into the show. If you like this podcast, the number one reason Flow Dreaming has grown is because of your reviews. People rely on your opinion, and frankly, they often misunderstand Flow Dreaming. The only way to correct that is through you leaving a few words about the program. So pop over to iTunes or your podcast app and write a review. It means so much to me when you do. Now, on to the show. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening to today's episode. I am delighted to be here to spend some time with you talking about flow and your consciousness and your ability to make things, be things, change things, heal things. Oh, there is so much that we can do to grow and really modify, develop, heal, create our lives. We are co-creators. That's the basis of this program. In case you know you haven't come across it before, I just want to point out the website, flowdreaming.com. You can learn all about how to flow dream. It's not meditation, not hypnosis, so go check that out. There's also a beautiful manifesting shop where you can explore all kinds of recordings, several books that I have written about the subject, lots and lots of stuff there. And of course, there is the flagship Me School, where I take students for a year and shape you up all over, remake you, remodel you, remodel your life. Go check that all out, get some further resources. What we do here in the show, every week I explore a different aspect of co-creation, of flow, a different angle or lens, different topic, really pinpointing oftentimes things that are catching my attention that I feel are bubbling around out there in our world that need to be brought up. Sometimes it's just a latest kind of discovery or personal experience that I want to share with you. Many of you know that I've had a crazy couple of years. I have just finished a year cancer-free. I finished my treatment 1 year ago for stage 2 breast cancer. So that's become a big part of my journey. And if you go back in my archives, you can hear me talk about that and what it's like as I went through it and how I navigated and all the other kind of philosophical questions that come up around it. Why do you get things like cancer? Why is there suffering? Why do we grow through experiences that are painful and filled with lack? Not just my podcast, actually. My blog is another great place where I go into detail often on some of my conclusions. So go check that out too. Today, though, I want to hone in on the topic of pain. I know, pain, what a strange one. But you know, I don't think I've done the topic of pain, at least not in a long, long, long time. I noticed that in, you know, my flow dreaming shop, I don't have quite so many flow dreams on physical health. And it's becoming kind of a priority in my mind to start recording more of those, especially since, as I mentioned, I've been through my own health challenges. Pain qualifies as a physical challenge. However, we're going to be looking today at pain from both a physical and non-physical vantage point. How are the two intertwined? How can you work with one and impact the other, for instance? So I don't have a flow dream specific to pain or pain management yet. Although if you're listening to this in hindsight, you know, after I recorded it, maybe there'll be one up. So it's worth going to check out. Although I do have a lot of flow dreams on healing, healing your body, healing your mind, healing your heart, lots and lots of those. So you can go check those out. So let's jump into this topic of pain. First of all, it was inspired because, well, as you many of you know, I run this beautiful program called Me School, where I take a group of students through a year-long journey. We teach, learn, share, grow. I have hundreds of processes and techniques that I move people through over the course of a year. It's all taught live, though it is taught over over the web and phone. And anyway, one of our students, actually probably several of our students, I'm not going to pinpoint any one person, so let's just say one of my past students, one student, generally speaking, because I will kind of lump them all together and give you an aggregate picture here, experiences chronic pain. And, you know, the question comes up, why? What can I do about this? How do I handle this? Why do I have this? How am I supposed to grow from this? You know, this just seems like a mean joke. What's up with pain? And it got me thinking, right? It got me to talk with my coaches. I have usually 3 to 4 coaches that help me through Me School, help guide my students with, you know, personal accountability and so on. So I meet with my coaches every week and we talk together and share, and they're kind of getting advanced training this way too as we grow. And the topic was, how do we handle pain? And what kind of pain do we experience? Emotional pain? Physical pain? You could say mental pain, although I tend to throw that in with emotional pain. Spiritual pain in rare instances. So let's start with physical pain. Our student here in physical pain, physical distress, constant. Physical pain, you know, it's sort of your body's last resort. It's your body's last way of saying, I can't do this anymore. You have pushed me to the breaking point. The only thing I can do now is pull back. And I am going to pull back. And this is what it looks like. And this is what it feels like. And often, you know, this is preceded by kind of long-term stressful situations, overworking, emotional, you know, bad relationships, not caring for health. You know, oftentimes it comes at the end of a lot of other signs and signals that for whatever reason we just want to deny. We do not want to deal with them. We want them to go away. We don't want to look at them. And meanwhile, of course, they're just progressing and growing until eventually the pain is so big, it takes you out of the game. Then there are other things where they don't feel like that happens. It feels like it just, well, no, just really just, you know, thwacked me up the side of the head. You know, my cancer was a bit like that. Didn't have any indication. And boop, there it was. What? What's going on? Where did this come in and kind of pull me out of the game? So we're recognizing the onset of pain is really important because it's giving you an indication of who you have been up until the point of the pain, right? Up until the point of the physical pain. And most of us know in our heart where we've been. You know, if this was something progressing or if this was something very sudden, either way though, here's where I don't want you to get caught into a kind of self-blame mentality. It does you absolutely no good. This isn't something where I can say, well, if I'd only gone for a checkup, you know, 6 months earlier or a year earlier, frankly, I did. Or you can say to yourself, if I'd only, you know, quit that terrible job instead of working myself into the ground and then getting fibromyalgia or whatever it is, you can't go there. Don't go backwards. When you're trying to release yourself from pain, the most ridiculous thing to do, honestly, is to go backwards and start beating yourself up about getting the pain in the first place. whatever it is that's creating this physical withdrawal. And that's where I'm going to start shifting this conversation from pain as something your body is feeling to the outcome of pain, which is almost always and inevitably some form of physical withdrawal. So now we're kind of expanding this, right? Because physical withdrawal, right? That means withdrawing from the world, pulling back from the world. I can't do this. I can't work. I can't go on that trip. You know, I can't, you know, go to the grocery store for more than, you know, I've got to plan my day so carefully because I've only got a certain amount that I can spend. I know it. I've been in that place. So this physical withdrawal from the world, what do you think might be going on? You know, we're playing a game of exploration right now. Well, when you physically withdraw, a couple things are usually happening. One, your body wants to heal. It wants to go into a state of healing. It's saying, no more pressure on me. Don't push me. Don't, you know, this is my only job right now. Healing. Beating this. Getting through this. Releasing the inflammation. Overcoming whatever it may be that's hurting and pulling me out of the game. So your body wants to do this. And this is where we often sometimes feel like, no, it doesn't. If it wanted to, it wouldn't have gotten in the first place. And we get into a battle with our body. My body is broken. My body's not cooperating. My body just wants to, my body is taking my life away. My body, and we're angry. We get angry at our bodies. Really, your body's just saying, I need to heal. I need to pull back in a way. So first things first, let's start releasing some of that anger that we feel about the pain. Again, it is doing you no good. So I don't want to see any kind of self-loathing, self-regret. I did bad things. I led to this. Please let go of that. Please be gentle with yourself. It's not helping at this point. Neither is being angry in the present. Body, you always, you know, break down. You've always been a disappointment. You must hate me. I'm mad at you. You're just taking away everything. Again, let that go. The reason you want to let these go, the reason you want to get into a really good and marvelous state of friendship with your body, the reason that's so crucial is because what you are is what you create. In flow, in manifesting, in co-creation, what you are is what you start to create. What you become. If you are a person angry, in pain, withdrawn, and that is where your focus is, your life will continue to give you opportunities to stay angry and in pain and focused on that. So yes, I'm asking you to take a leap of faith. I'm asking you to say to your body, to go into flow and say, body, I love you. I adore you. What can I do for you? How can I show up for you? Who do you want me to be? If I was your partner, we were married, body and me, what would you need from me? Would we need to start trusting each other again? Would I need to feel like you will give to me? If I give to you, it's not all a one-way street. What do you need from me? And then you begin repairing not just your body. You begin repairing a relationship. A relationship with yourself. This is where we move into the next phase. And believe me, I know this is something in Me School we explore for months, and you're getting it in, you know, 30 minutes. So I'm just kind of clipping you through some of these bigger concepts, right? After the relationship, what do you start to heal? Well, you're starting to heal not the body, but the relationship. What does healing a relationship take? Takes healing your heart, right? Healing you, your feelings about yourself, your feelings about your life, your feelings about what's next for you, what you can have, who you can be, everything that's happened to you. You're healing your inner self, your heart. This is where we move from looking at pain from just a health perspective. A, my body needs to take me out of the game. And we start to see things like, your body's been out of the game for a while. It's been healing for a while, yet the healing opportunities aren't clicking or aren't gelling. You haven't found the right combination of therapies, or this illness or this thing that you're having doesn't feel like it's getting better. Are you going to get better within the illness? Can you get better inside your heart first? Maybe instead of emphasizing the illness and the physical part, what happens if instead, and I'm suggesting this particularly, if you've already been plugging away at healing the illness part for quite some time and you're not seeing movement? By the way, of course, when I talk about health things, you guys, I'm not a doctor. I'm talking to you from a spiritual, energetic, emotional standpoint. That is what flow dreaming is about. So please, this is not medical advice. I'm just making that perfectly, totally clear. But this is how I myself have moved through cancer and have moved through several chronic conditions that I myself have. So when we're getting now into the realm of healing my heart, healing my emotional pain, healing the pain of me being disappointed in myself, healing the pain of me feeling like I'm not getting ahead or I'm not getting what I need, me healing the pain of that relationship that I failed at, that I blew it, that the person left me, healing that relationship with a parent, with a sister, a brother, a child, healing that loss, healing that death, healing. You're starting to encounter, oh, there's more than just physical pain, isn't there? And you know, I've yet to meet a person who did not have some form of pain in their heart, pain in their soul. Though I did see an interview with the Dalai Lama recently, and I wondered, I don't know if he has any pain in his heart or his soul. But most of us, oh yes, we do. So we have our body, which is a physical container for the pain, taking us out of the game, because that's the point of this, right? When you're in pain, you're stepping out of the game. Game of life, game of work, game of relationships, everything. Game of staying in bed all day. And then you have your heart, which if you look closely, if you start this journey looking in, you'll see the heart has often also taken you out of some game, some form of participation, meaning I don't ever want to fall in love again. I'm going to cut myself off from people. People don't like me. I've always been the odd man out. Whatever it may be, whatever trip is going on inside your heart, where you are in pain, where you are not loved, not cared for, not adored, whether it's you having an inner pain about yourself, all those things I just mentioned, how you yourself blew it, or whether it's other people who aren't loving you, adoring you, wanting you, cherishing you. You see that pain in your heart? I'm pulling up both right now because in my experience, they are deeply intertwined. Deeply, deeply intertwined. And we've all known this. We've all felt this. Why do you think stress is often such a precursor to physical pain? What is stress? Stress is pain in your heart, pain in your emotional self. You call it stress, but really it's pain. Why? Stress does not feel good. It feels lousy. It feels terrible, right? And especially when it's just pushing you and pushing you and pushing you and constant and grinding and you're getting angry and you're drinking too much and you're smoking too much and you're yelling at your kids and you're upset and you're getting really burned out and you're starting to hate your job and you're starting to hate your spouse. And you see what I'm saying? That's what stress does. That's the kind of pain it develops in you. So this is now you in relationship with the biggie, your life. You in relationship with your life. Get this? We're hitting them all right now. Relationship to body, relationship with others, relationship to self in your heart, relationship to your life. Pain is a signal that flows through all of these realms, all of these relationships. whether you think it's just originating in your physical body or not, I am encouraging you, begging you. See if you can find an origin also elsewhere in your life. Look for it. Most of us can go back and trace the onset of major illnesses to very difficult, stressful times in our lives. I certainly can. I traced my very first one back to when I was 19. I had been in college already since I was 16, so I started extremely young, too young. I was so stressed out. I couldn't handle it. My body broke down. My appendix burst. I became excruciatingly ill. Everything in my life conspired for them not to catch the burst appendix for 5 days. Meanwhile, it turned gangrenous. I had sepsis. Just about lost me. That was the first time I had the experience of I'm under tremendous emotional stress and pain. And my body said, I'm going to get you out of there, Summer. Right? Your body is always the last part of you. It's got the last word, you know? You don't want it to get to your body to stop it. You want to stop it first. And then I had other points during my life, very stressful, where something new erupted for me to again pull me out of the game. So please look. Where have you had that emotional pain in your life? Where is the relationship with your life broken down? Go there. Begin to heal it. Begin to flow through it. Do not just instant healing, but do flow dreams around releasing and forgiveness. Forgive your parents. I have a flow dream for that. Releasing, forgiving self. I have a flow dream for that. Embark on a campaign of healing yourself, healing your life. Look at that. I sound just like Louise Hay. Can you tell she was my boss for 10 years? But it's true. What happens when you shift? And I'm not saying stop treating yourself, please. Keep yourself in whatever treatment is working for you. But add on a new form of treatment. One that says, I am going to heal myself and cleanse myself of hurt, anger, betrayal, guilt, disappointment, stress, and any and all forms of emotional pain, and any and all situations that are causing me ongoing emotional pain. And believe me, I know about all of them. I know those of you who are living at a house with family members that are causing you daily stress, anxiety, negativity. I know about all of you who are going to jobs where you're crying at the sink before you leave in the morning. I know all of you who are dreading seeing your family because it's so painful and difficult and you haven't spoken perhaps in 5 or 10 years and it breaks your heart. I know about all of these painful situations. Where do you think that emotional pain goes? You think it just floats around out there, just sitting there? Your body stores that pain for you. It stores it. It holds it. And after a while, your body can get real packed up with it. If it's been ongoing, if it's big enough. And it can get so filled with it that at a certain point, your body can say, I need to pull out of the game and start to release and dump some of this because I am all full. It's like a septic tank. I don't know where that image came from. It's like a septic tank, right? After a while, you just can't keep flushing that toilet. You need to drain and get refreshed and heal. So I urge you, embark on a path of emotional healing. If you're in any form of physical pain, embark on a path of emotional healing, deep healing and release. Heal your heart. Let yourself grieve. Go into flow. Flow will help you. Your life is begging you to do this. It's begging you. It wants you to succeed. It wants you to grow. It wants you to be healthy. It wants you to discover your source self, that beautiful being that you came in as that baby. You should still be that being. You should be more of that being, not less of it. Pain is helping you return to being that being. You can't get mad at it. It's helping you return to being that being. It's doing its job, saying, I love you. Fix this, because this is who I am, and this is who I want to be, and this is who we truly are. Please, begging you. This is why we're going to circle right back. The very first thing you do, pain, I'm not mad at you. Illness, not mad at you. I love you. I love my body. I don't love being out of balance, but I love you. I love everything that you are. And I'm listening. And you have my attention. And what can we do next together? Where do we want to go heal next? What does that look like? What does that feel like when I push that to the priority in my life, when I shove it way far forward and make it number one? When was the last time we did that? Well, that time is now. Because we have a lot of life to get busy living. And I want to live it with freedom. I want to be pain-free. I want my heart to be happy. I want to feel free inside, that I can go anywhere, be anyone I want, do anything I like. That's the life that I'm getting busy living. So let's go there. I know you will be my partner in this, because you, body, you love me too. So this is the kind of dialogue that we work on when we heal. This is the kind of dialogue me schoolers go through. This is the kind of dialogue you can experience when you go into a flow dream and begin this healing and repair on your own. Go do it. Get started. So we're going to get started actually right after I come back from this break. I'm going to do a brief flow dream where you and your body are going to have a loving, gentle, beautiful conversation together. And if you like it, please, please, I do urge you, go to the shop. Pick up some of the flow dreams on healing and release and forgiveness and self-love, right? Get dazzling self-love. Get emotional ecstasy. There's a playlist, actually, all about emotional ecstasy. I put all of my best, most loving, gushiest ones together. Start with that. Start with the self-love. So go check it out, and I'll be right back after this. Hey, it's Summer again, and we're on a break, but this is where I catch you up on a couple of things that can really help you go much deeper with flow dreaming. First, if you're wondering, how do I flow dream? What is flow dreaming? Then I have a free kit I created to teach you how to be in flow, how to talk to flow, how to manifest in your flow. Go to flowdreaming.com, enter your email there, and you'll get my tutorial on how to do all of this. I also give you a free flow dream to get started with. And this gives you the first step toward creating a freaking awesome life. And it also puts all of the concepts that you're learning in this podcast into context. So pop in your email on my homepage, flowdreaming.com, right now. Why not? We're on break. And I'll send it right to you. Then if you want to go a step further, you can begin expanding your library of flow dreams, which are these emotionally delicious audios that help you grow your power and manifest your future. This is the stuff. This is what we actually work with, how we do it. And they're on all kinds of topics. You can end fear, you can get unstuck or find your perfect career, be seen, get out of debt, find your soulmate, clear your body of toxins. It's just, the list is practically endless. These playlists are very powerful and very effective. In fact, I get emails every day with thank you notes from lottery winners, people who've just gotten married, people who got these huge unexpected bonuses at work, or they've reduced massive amounts of pain or debt, or they've healed themselves either inside or in their body. So please visit the shop at flowdreaming.com and see how you want to begin changing your life. Now, back to the show. All right, my darlings, are you ready to get going on this? Flow dreaming is the number one modality that I use to heal my emotions, right? To heal who I am at the deepest, deepest level. I heal through things that happen to me every day, every little disappointment, all the little breadcrumbs of stress that flow through my life. I use flow to heal from. I don't want them getting caught up and packed up in that septic tank. I let them go. And this is how I help my body free itself from pain, free itself from those chronic conditions. It's what I do, and I'm sharing it with you, and I hope it helps. Close your eyes and relax. We're not hypnotizing ourselves, or we're not doing affirmations or even meditation. You're going to feel something strong inside your heart, in your whole being. You're going to feel what it's like to have self-love and self-forgiveness flow over you, roll down over you like waves of light rolling down from the top of your head and over your shoulders as you relax and let yourself drift. And let yourself go into flow. You feel right now as if you're going to imagine, you're going to daydream. Daydreaming. You're in a shower. Maybe your own shower at home. Maybe a gorgeous shower under a rock waterfall. Warm water, the most beautiful shower you've ever been in. And you can feel the warmth of this light, this energy, flowing down over the top of your head, rolling down in sheets over your hair, touching your shoulders and rolling down over your body. Your hips, your knees, all the way to the ground. Continuous, beautiful light shimmering over you, cleansing you and washing you. You feel this. You feel so relaxed. You feel so at ease, so peaceful. Your body feels so good. Chill. Peaceful. Free. Light. Easy. And you notice too how your mind, your heart feels the same way. Peaceful, light, free, at ease in yourself, at ease in your heart. And you notice anything that's not in a state of peace inside of you is far away, it's way out there, can't get in, it's blocked by these rings of light that surround you. Things out there, stress, negativity, guilt, drama, anger, things from your past, all forms of pain way out there in the distance. But in here where you are, you're healing yourself. You're forgiving yourself. You're filled with light. you're filled with flow. You're filled with healing. You're opening your eyes and your heart and yourself and saying, I'm ready. Help me release. Help me heal. I'm ready. Help me. Help me. Help me now. I'm ready. I'm ready to let go of all of this and be in a state of joy and freedom and beauty. I'm ready. My life awaits. My future, filled with freedom, pain-free. My heart is light. My feelings dance. I dance. My relationships are good, solid. My body is my best friend, eager to be with me and to be with joy with me. I'm ready. Let's do this. Let's build this. Let's build it now. And with that, staying in that feeling, you allow yourself to now return. The daydream is evaporating as you find yourself returning from flow. And you open your eyes. And there you go. That little flow dream we did, that 6 or 7 minutes, that short, brief adventure you just had, that's the door in. That's opening the door to committing, to healing yourself, your future, your body. I don't want you to stop there. I want you to keep going. Do more. Do it again. Do more flow dreams on your own or get them from the shop, but embark. Heal your heart. And let's see if we can't just coax your body to follow. All right, everyone. That's wrapping us up for another episode of Flow Dreaming. Love you guys, and I'll see you all again next time. All right, that wraps up our episode today. But before you go, two things. One, you can get the Flow Dreaming app in the Google, Amazon, or iTunes app stores. It allows you to search and sort, to mark your favorite episodes. It's completely free to download. And it gives you access to the latest several dozen of these episodes, as well as to the premium episode library, where there are more than 400 episodes that date back 10 years. The app's free, so go download it now at Flow Dreaming in the App Store on your mobile device. And last, if you love my show, I'm going to give a shout out to my mom's podcast. It's called The Dear Venus Show, and she's an amazing intuitive and a medium and super, super funny. Search the words Dear Venus in your podcast directory or online, and that way you can find her too.